can. It's hard to explain.
Move up?
What?
I said move up, I want to sit down.
Bill Dorr made space on the anvil. Miss Flitworth sat down.
So, you're going to die, she said.
Yes.
And you don't want to?
No.
Why not?
He looked at her as if she was mad. Because then there will be nothing. Because I won't exist.
Is that what happens for humans, too?
I don't think so. It's different for you. You have it all better organized.
They both sat watching the fading glow of the coals in the forge.
So what were you working on the scythe blade for? Said Miss Flitworth.
I thought perhaps I could fight back.
Has it ever worked? With you, I mean?
Not usually. Some people challenge me to a game for their lives, you know.
Do they ever win?
No. Last year someone got 3 streets and all the utilities.
What? What sort of a game is that?
I don't recall. Exclusive possession, I think. I was the boot.
Just a moment, said Miss Flitworth. If you are you, who will be coming for you?
Death. Last night, this was pushed under the door.
Death opened his hand to reveal a small grubby piece of paper on which Miss Flitworth could read, with some difficulty, the word
OO-EU-EU-EU-EU-EU-EU-EU-EU-E. I have received the badly written note of the Banshee.
Miss Flitworth looked at him with her head on one side.
But, correct me if I'm wrong, but...
The new death.
Bill Dorr picked up the blade.
He will be terrible.
The blade twisted in his hands. Blue light flickered along its edge.
I will be the first.
Miss Flitworth stared at the light as if fascinated.
Exactly. How terrible?
How terrible can you imagine?
Oh.
Exactly as terrible as that.
The blade tilted this way and that.
And for the child, too? Said Miss Flitworth.
Yes.
I don't reckon I owe you any favours, Mr. Dorr. I don't reckon anyone in the whole world owes you any favours.
You may be right.
Mind you, life's got 1 or 2 things to answer for, too. Fair's fair.
I cannot say.
Miss Flitworth gave him another long, appraising look.
There's a pretty good grindstone in the corner, she said.
I've used it.
And there's an oil stone in the cupboard.
I've used that, too.
She thought she could hear a sound as the blade moved, a sort of faint whine of tensed air.
And it's still not sharp enough.
Bildor sighed.
It may never be sharp enough.
Come on, man, no sense in giving in, said Miss Flitworth. Where there's life, eh?
Where there's life, eh? What?
There's hope.
Is there?
Right enough.
Bildor ran a bony finger along the edge.
Hope?
Got anything else left to try?
Bill shook his head. He tried a number of emotions, but this was a new one.
Could you fetch me a steel?
End of CD 4.